Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Ollie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
Dude, you got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They made it.
Is this Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yes, it is. They remade it into a Christmas version for the 25th night of December.
That's unfortunate.
Like still
second,
bangs.
It's like the second segment yesterday of music calls. Not as good as the original.
Right. What time are we doing that again today?
We're not.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Come on.
Barth,
more.
Did you hear the musical instrument call-in segment yesterday on the show?
I caught the first one when everybody was good. I was talking to Tom about this earlier. Unfortunately, I missed the second segment, which I think was the one to hear.
Take on me.
Nope, it's like, take me on.
I'll be gone for a day or two.
I never knew it was for a day or two.
Yeah. That's not how it's performed by Wham.
It sounds differently there.
Yeah, it's a little different. I believe that was Sarah in Michigan. Was that Sarah?
No.
It was Boston in Michigan.
Boston in Michigan.
Boston in Michigan, right. I never knew what they were singing at that part. When they go, it's a super high falsetto, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, it's a song you guys hate.
All right.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Why are you doing it to us again? We're not doing
it. Things.
No, we're not doing
1 o'clock. We'll do that at 1 o'clock.
No, we're
today.
Not.
1
no, we're
PM.
Not. 49ers.
We'll book it for the same time as we did yesterday.
49ers Buccaneers.
Yeah, 49ers Bucks. They meet in the playoffs. Jimmy G, and Jimmy G wins. What's that say? What's that say about Jimmy G and Brady? And wouldn't that be something?
Well, okay. Nothing can take away from Brady's story at this point. You can't.
Yeah,
it's been written. The fact that he went to the Bucs and won with a new team in the first year. That's it. He is. It can only be a conversation in terms of. You know, how great is he? There's no more debate. You know, even the people who call him a cheater and all that stuff, you know. Come on. And now it's just obvious. What it can do a little bit is get the stink off Jimmy Garoppolo for a guy who hasn't played all that much. This was fascinating. Do you know how many games Jimmy Garoppolo has played in the NFL? I heard Felger Maz talking about this yesterday.
60.
Right around there. He's 30 years old. His record, it might even be closer to 50. It's like he hasn't played a ton, and he's got that stink hanging over him as a guy who made it to a Super Bowl once and lost and never made it back. And that is a thing that people continue to... What are you looking at, Beetle?
Looking at his record. I just looked it up.
It is?
As a starter, he's 32-13.
That include playoffs?
That includes... No, that's just regular season.
Okay.
Yeah. He's played in 61 games.
Okay.
He has started 45. He is 32-13 as a starter. That includes going 2-0 in New England. And one of those he got hurt in.
Right.
Right?
So do you want an interesting number on Garoppolo? This is something I worked on last year.
So he's only really played in 45 games. That's three seasons.
If you factor in the games he was supposed to start and finish, right, where he was scheduled to start and you expect him to start the whole way through, that should be 70 games. It's the four in New England from the suspension,
yep,
and then obviously in San Francisco. He's finished 58% of those games. He's supposed to have started 70 at this point in his career. He's supposed to have 70 starts at this point in his career if you take out injuries.
Oh, man. That's a lot of games missed.
Yeah.
Here's what it would do, though. I'm less concerned with what it would mean for Jimmy G. It would be good for him, right? I mean, to come back and beat the defending champs, it'd be good.
Okay.
He's been to a Super Bowl, so it's not like he's completely failed, right? I mean, I know they ran the ball a lot to get there, but he has been in a Super Bowl. He may have very well lost it for them. But what's it say for Bill? Bill's guy beat Brady. There's something there. I don't know what it is. Does Bill get to chalk that up as, see, Jimmy G has been to a Super Bowl and now he's beating Brady in the playoffs? Is there
8 years after the fact?
It's four plus seasons after, but still, right? This is his fifth year in San Francisco.
Right.
He got traded 5 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, after he drafted it, I'm saying. Like, Bill's guy, it took him that many years.
Yeah, oh, no, no.
Total.
And two teams.
Yeah. And two teams, and probably a depleted Tampa Bay Buccaneers roster in order to get that win. I'm just playing it out in my head. I could see those two teams meeting up, the Bucs aren't going to have everybody. We know that.
Would Bill Belichick congratulate Jimmy Garoppolo on beating Tom Brady in the playoffs? That's the real question. We know that Bill has shown the ability to text Jimmy after a number of games. Would he congratulate him for beating TB12?
Of course he would. Because he's already set the precedent. I always congratulate him.
He'd be in the suite with his buddy Shanahan.
See, but I think it does. I think it does everything for Garoppolo, and maybe something for Bill. I don't think it changes Brady's narrative. Not at all.
No, it doesn't change his narrative, but aren't we grading everything on the post-Brady Belichick scorecard now?
Yeah, a little bit.
So that's a notch for Belichick.
I think that's part of it. When it comes to Brady's post-Patriots life, hasn't it been a little too perfect to this point? Isn't that starting to annoy you a little bit, even if you like Tom Brady?
Like Man in the Arena.
It's getting less perfect with the injuries that they've suffered down there and watching him, you know, just start chucking balls up at the end of the Saints game. That's not a great look for this late in the season.
I feel like the juice is really on now because now it's him, right? Not to say he hasn't played well to this point. He obviously has. But you look at some of the guys that he's lost, and this is really now, can Tom Brady, I mean, not just on offense, on defense too. It's Brady at this point. I mean, it's him. This is when everybody talked about he left the Patriots because he wanted a better roster. Well, now he's back where, you know, it's all on his shoulders, 100%.
He's in the same spot again. And he lost on Sunday night as a result. But Barth says the juice is on now.
isn't it more interesting now that he's not playing with the Pro Bowl team?
Yes.
That's what I mean by that.
You got the juice.
Juice.
But here's the thing, Barth. It could be like, it could go from more interesting for, you know, a game like it was with the Saints to, oh, this isn't interesting at all. He just, he can't do anything.
He also seems more likely to just get pissed off and throw his hands up now than maybe ever before. And we were running into that with him at the end here.
Well, that's why it's interesting, because let's everybody, you know, he was so miserable playing for Bill. Now he's in this situation again. Well, was it Bill or was it just, you know, the situation?
Yeah, and when things haven't gone well there in Tampa, he seems pretty pissed off with his coaches there, too.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I think he's
playing for, you know, a clown show that is Bruce Arians.
So let's see if they let him, because it felt like late in the year last year, he kind of, you know, pushed Bruce Arians aside and said, I'll take it from here. Let's see if he brings that mentality back again, where he's really the one making some of the decisions. Remember in the Super Bowl, he pushed the field goal unit off the field at the end of the first half? Like, let's see if he starts doing that again.
Yeah. John's in Middleton. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good show. I just got to back up Hardy on MacGruber.
Okay, all right.
It is indeed one of the funniest movies you'll ever see.
Thank you.
Front to back, it's hysterical. It's definitely worth it. It's silly, but it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
I wish I had something else for you guys.
That's all right. No, 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 time, it's good. But, it's good, John.
And don't stop.
We trust you.
Don't stop on silly. It's also insanely crude.
The movie is.
Oh, filthy. Filthy. Do not have any kids anywhere near it when you're watching it. It's really out of line. You'll love it.
What service is it on? I just need to know which service I need to log into.
Tubi. I don't know.
Gonna find out where that is. Which service it
just,
would be on.
Just say it into your remote when you get home. All the options will be there for you.
I don't know that that's necessarily how it's working.
If you
days.
Have to rent it, I'll give you the $6.
Okay. Update from a friend in law enforcement, by the way.
Oh, good.
Letting detainees use their own cell phone during booking puts them at ease and makes our job 200% easier.
Mm.
Only restrictions are social media. We want them bailed as soon as we have them there and not bothering the desk officer. They want them out of there.
Yes.
Get out. Get out. Get in. Get out. Done. Go to court. That's what they want. So the cell phone is acceptable. Glad we got our answer on that. It's too bad it's not a payphone anymore. It'll throw back. I want to know people's numbers. 617-779-0985. That is the telephone number here on Zolak and Bertram. We will hit on the Bruins this hour as well. For a team that's not playing, for a team that's not playing any games, they sure find a way to make news every day. The latest is another trade request from the class of 2015. All right, then. That and other matters as it relates to the hockey team, including Tuukka Rask. That's all in the way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me. I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I know Don and Tuukka's agent have had some discussions. I don't think they've talked contract just yet. Certainly wanted to see Tuukka ramp up in practice and whatnot. So there's still... you know, unfortunately, with what's gone on with the pause here, he's not getting NHL shots on him right now. So I think that's what he was looking forward to, is to get ramped up a little bit more this last few weeks of December and early January.
Let's go. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
This is apparently a favorite of Milliken's.
One of the best Christmas classics to exist.
Is this Colby Calais?
Oh, God. Bieber. Mistletoe?
Oh, this is Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like Colby Calais or something.
No. This is, you know.
Doesn't that sound like a little Colby Calais there?
It does. This is JB. The Biebs.
Everyone's gathering around the
Sounds like a woman.
Judgy.
No disrespect. I'm not trying to judge or be disrespectful.
He was like 10.
It's, oh, is that what it is?
He was like, what, probably 14, 15 around this time?
How old is he now? He's going to be like, what?
He's going to at least 25, be
26. Is he Bart's age?
He might be closer to maybe 18 or 19. I don't know.
No way. He's been around forever.
No, not now. Back when the song came out.
Well, that would explain why he sounds
pre-buescent. How do you say that word?
No, you got it. Prepubescent.
Yes.
It's 27 now.
Why do you question yourself?
Now you got to tell the flower story.
We have to talk.
This freaking kid. I swear
like
to God.
Not like this.
Oh my God.
What do you mean not?
No, not like this. Not like this. Shut up. You're the one who came to me and said, "Hey, Hardy, can you believe this? You know those red plants in the studio, the Christmas ones?" Yeah. I thought they were called point centers. I said, "What?" Yeah, I thought they were pronounced point centers.
Center.
Because, you know,
you put them in the center.
You put them
table.
In the center of a table. And they were called point centers. Like a centerpiece? Yeah, like a centerpiece.
He said, "I thought those words were interchangeable." So centerpiece and point center, even though point center is not a thing. And then he had to have it explained to him that those particular plants are actually poinsettias.
I also learned they're toxic to dogs.
Yeah, you don't want your dog eating those.
There's at least one of those a day back here. I teach him so much.
Poinsettias.
I've matured a lot since I've joined the show. Prepubescent.
Beatles summed it up perfectly. He knows so much and like so much newfangled
street,
you know,
slang,
kids terminology, but basic English escapes him.
Mm-hmm.
Basic words that grown human boys should know.
I think it's a problem that plagues his generation. Right? T-Bone.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Where do we go from there? I've lost track of where we were, guys.
Bruins.
Rask coming back. Cam Neely talking about how at this point in time he would have liked to have been facing some NHL-level shots is what it comes down to. Does anybody find it weird that the Bruins talk about Tuukka Rask like he has already signed and on the team?
I mean, given he practices with the team, he's wearing the jersey, all of that, it kind of fits, right? Like, I didn't know exactly what the NHL rules were. I was so surprised when he's, like, out there practicing in full Bruins uniform as a free agent.
Isn't that odd? The entire thing is sort of weird. So I think it's just assumed now that he will be back with the Bruins at this point. That's what I assume. I assume he's back. I assume they're going to sign him. And so get prepared for Tuukka Rask to be back. Do we think that the break, or do we think that the fact that the COVID shutdown has happened, it's not really just a break anymore for Christmas. It's the COVID shutdown. It's the break. Do we think that that somehow will benefit Tuukka Rask, though, in the long run, in that it's just more time to sort of not be ramping up right away? Because I feel like that ramp up would be going on right now, and now it's an even more gradual process.
Well, I mean, I think it certainly helps the team in regards to Tuukka Rask, because the games are going to be so, you know, close together here down the stretch after they didn't play, essentially played, what, three games in the first month or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say depending on where he was at that point, but it does feel like they need him sooner rather than later. So any sort of setback, I mean, it can't be great, right?
I don't know that it's really a setback, though. It's just that he can't really continue like the progress of building back up, ramping back up.
Can he pick up where he left off, though, or are they going to have to backtrack? Would be my question.
Mm. Good question. Good question that I don't know the answer to, but I just think it's just so weird to me that they talk about him in these terms. Like, Tuukka's working his way back. Like, he's not even signed.
Tukes.
He's not even on the team. What's the contract going to be? What's that? Like, what happens now? I don't know.
Who stays? Who goes?
It's going to be Swayman that gets sent back down to Providence. You know that's the way it is until they can figure out. I mean, what are they going to do? I got to carry three goalies. They can't get rid of one of them. So they're stuck. So they're, again, going back on the kid, sending him down, to bring back Tuca. How much better are they? Is it even going to make a difference at this point? I'm not convinced it is. I don't think they're any better with him than they are without him.
Well, let's see what they get for DeBrus.
Like, it would be nice if they could have Tuca and Swayman. That, to me, would be excellent if you could split the time between those two guys. Then I think you've got good goaltender depth, and whoever plays better down the stretch then just becomes your goalie in the playoffs. But that's not what they're going to do.
They had to go spend real money on a real goalie. Or on a fake goalie.
That's right. They spent too much money on Linus.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to stay. I would think he's going to have to stay up.
Meanwhile, Zach Senyshyn is asking for a trade. Does anyone give a damn about this story? Does anyone? I know that people listen. We've all hammered the Bruins, and we've hammered Don Sweeney for that bad draft class, right?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to really look? And I've already heard this take. I've seen it, Twitter. I've read it. Are we really supposed to take this trade request as some sort of sign of dysfunction within the Bruins organization?
No.
No, I won't do it. I won't.
Says more about the kid.
Dude, you got overdrafted and you stink. You're not good. You're not an NHL caliber player.
Worry about that.
At least Jake DeBrus can say I'm an NHL player. I belong on an NHL roster. You can't even do that. Since when do minor leaguers start demanding trades? Through agents and statements and anything else? What? You think you're better than you are. That's all it is. That's all it comes down to. You got drafted in the first round. You think you're that good. You're not. Turns out you're a draft bust. You're not that good. Demanding a trade. I've seen
Where are you going
to
go?
I've seen some people go so far as to say, well, you know, this is a situation where you got to question how do they handle young players within the organization. It is?
It's that you drafted them in the first place.
It's no, the issue is that you looked at the board, you looked at the available players, and you picked him. That's on the team. Not the fact that it turns out it was the wrong pick. It turns out the player's not as good as you hoped he was going to be. I don't think it reflects on the Bruins being unable to develop young talent. I think their problem is they picked the wrong guys. That's what I think. Charlie McAvoy is a good young player. David Pastrnak is a good young player. The guys who are good, they actually make it to the roster. And then they get paid. That's how it works. You can't even make the case that you belong on an NHL roster. You can't. Demanding a trade.
You're not even
what
the first guy.
What a nothing story
up.
That is. I'd be pissed if I were the Bruins. Be like, what? What? You've let us down. We put faith in you by drafting you in the first round.
We can't get anything back for you. We're not going to trade you.
Dude, we picked you with the 15th pick. We obviously believed in you. Oh, now it's the Bruins' fault? Get lost. Get out of here with that. I, you know, love to be critical of the local teams, but I'm not going to be critical of that one for anything other than they picked the wrong guy demanding a trade. You got to be a pro athlete to start demanding trades. You've got to be firmly on a roster before you start demanding trades. You've got to prove you belong in the league. I'm demanding a trade. Let's check in on the Woo Sox and see who's demanding a trade there. Anyone on the Maine Celtics demanding a trade this week? Get lost.
Get traded to another minor league team?
I almost wonder if he's trying to capitalize. You know, all these teams need players now because of COVID. I wonder if he just sees that and thinks this is maybe his chance, right? He looks at what's going on and guys are getting signed left and right.
I need a trade. Nobody wants you. If I were the Bruins, I'd say, good, find a team that wants you.
Yeah.
Find a team that sees the value in you. Kyle's in Maine. Kyle.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. Two quick points. One is to the Bucks, one is to the Bruins. Bucks question. With them having now signed Le'Veon Bell, and you kind of have the two cancers that were in Pittsburgh's locker room with Antonio Brown one side, Le'Veon Bell, do you think that's going to cause an issue in the locker room? And second, to the other point about the goaltending situation in Boston, I agree, trade maybe somebody like Allmark, DeBrus, and Sajan who wants out in a first-round pick, go over to the Sharks, maybe go for Hartnell as your second-line center. That clears up Rask and Swayman to be your two goaltender, and that something like that may help.
Wait, wait. You think you're going to trade DeBrusk and the backup goalie who nobody wants
for a
second-line center?
Give us your top six forward.
Right. Why wouldn't the Sharks do that?
Who says no?
What do the Bruins have that anyone really wants? Those teams that want DeBrusk, can they give DeBrusk away if someone takes the goalie with them? You can have DeBrusk, but you've got to take the goalie too. We don't want anything in return. The 14 teams now that have called on DeBrusk. Funny how all those teams have called, but no trade. There's been no traction made in those conversations. You can have them, but you got to take the goalie guy too.
Right. Create some space.
And Ullmark does have a no movement clause. I know everyone has brought that up. He can reject any deal. I know. We're aware of that. But if you tell a guy you hate him and you don't want him here anymore, months after signing him, you can get a guy to waive those clauses.
Funny how...
Aren't they kind of telling him that, though?
Yeah, they are. Of course they're telling him that.
I don't,
yes.
They're not saying we hate you.
But you can do that if you need to.
We're going
to
take this broken old man
you
and play him over you.
Look, I know that he has a no-movement clause. That gets brought up every time you bring up Ullmark. You get a million tweets or emails. He has a no-movement clause. Get him to waive it.
You have to put it to him like this.
Look, tell him you don't like him anymore. You don't want him here.
Linus, a lot of stuff is being said. We don't want you to get the wrong impression. People saying, you know, that we value Tuukka or Swayman more than you, or we think it might be.
Let us be direct.
No, that's not the case at all. We hate you. with every fiber of our collective beings. Everybody says it.
We're very upset that we made you a Boston Bruin. And
he's still not getting it. Let's just put Tuukka on the ice.
To undo that somehow. Would you participate in something like that?
We have fans putting pen to paper and mailing us 500 letters a day telling us the same thing. The effort that requires. Do you understand, Linus? Now, we're going to trade you, okay? Okay.
Or just talk to him about, you know, apparently that goes down from being a full no movement clause in a couple of years to a list of teams. Try and trade to one of the teams on the list and say, listen, we'll work with you a little bit.
Give us a list.
We need you out of here.
But you got to go.
But you want to brush it?
You can't stay here. This is not working. Does it deactivate his key card?
You don't have to go to the building every day, but you can't stay here.
Let him use the visitors, you know, entrance. Have him go sign in with security at the front desk over at Warrior. You could park in the garage. You can validate before you leave at the hot chocolate stand. Remember that, Hardy? All right, then. 1 o'clock music segment. 1 o'clock at the music segment. Good. Headlines here with Artie. Don't go anywhere.
I missed that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if you smelled it.
You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
At least Barth is here.
I am here.
Alex Barth in for Zoe today. Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Artie's making his way back over. I don't recall what it is we were going to do here. T-Bone, help me.
My brain's been fried.
I'm done. Hour and 18 minutes to go. Sort of done. Hardy, you done?
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah,
yeah.
But
done.
I will easily fake it for another hour 18. You wanna do our predictions for what team is gonna have the best 2022?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. All right.
Go.
Now, this is not a season. This is January to January.
Oh, calendar year.
Calendar year 2022. So out of the Patriots, Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, Revolution.
Well, I mean, we can eliminate two of the teams right away.
Who is going to
Celtics
have
Celtics and Bruins.
The best calendar year 2022. I do not see.
Well, that's not entirely fair because only two of the three remaining two teams, and again, I've already eliminated the Bruins and Celtics from this. Only two of the remaining three have championships in the calendar year. That is the Revs and Red Sox.
We have off seasons. You have.
Well, yeah. And I mean, quite frankly, it could be the Patriots. If they make the playoffs and get so much as a win, they have far exceeded most people's expectations for the year. And if they have a good start to the 2022 season, you could make the case at the end of it all that, yeah, even though they didn't win anything, they had the best calendar year 2022, especially compared to the Bruins, which that's going to be tough.
Who had
Celtics
the best calendar?
Really
wait, maybe
tough.
We should do this. Who had the best calendar year 2021?
Oh, what a great way. Well, you just turned that thing around, didn't you?
Let's just stop
you
for a moment.
Turned it all around.
Who had the best calendar year this year?
Well,
I think it's the Boston Red Sox. I don't know how you could really argue otherwise.
Yes.
Sure. And I know the Patriots have been great and their turnaround has been awesome, but they don't have the, again, in the calendar year. So you could consider the Patriots playoff run as part of the 2022 conversation.
Now, I would
their
say
current playoff run.
The Revolution, but they fell so woefully short of what
that
we
was a disaster.
Thought they were going to host. Thought we were going to have MLS Cup final at Gillette Stadium and to go
spoiler
down.
Spoiler alert, they didn't.
Does it do anything for you that the team who beat them ended up winning it all?
A little bit. That always sort of does. You ran into the, you know, the wrong team.
Not for me.
You ran into the team that was playing extremely well, so well that they went up all the way. It just takes it, you know, 5%. Off of the disappointment.
I watched the cup final.
5% less.
Against, it was Portland, I think. Sean Johnson was so good. And it went to penalty kicks again. Just like it did in the match they had in the postseason with the Revolution. And he got stops on the first two kicks. It was such a demoralizing two moments for the Timbers that they're like, oh, forget it. It's done now. I don't even need to watch the rest of it. You stuff them twice on their first two attempts. And I think New York City only converted on one of theirs, but that's how that's going to end right there.
Here's what I think it comes down to. Can the Red Sox go on the same run in 2022 that they did in 2021? I know what Milliken's going to say. Don't even bother asking.
Of course.
Barth? It felt like they were a piece away last year, right? It felt like they were a piece away and they maybe punched a bit above their weight class. It still feels like they're a piece away. Now they can get that piece. And that if we're encompassing everything in 2022, including offseason and things like that, man, if they land Carlos Correa, right, and then make a run, that's a heck of a year. So I absolutely think the Red Sox are in the conversation. You know, if it's versus expectations versus overall, I think the Patriots are in the conversation. Even with the Celtics, for 2022, I will say they kind of set this whole thing up to make a splash this summer, right? They have all these guys on one-year contracts. They acquired these picks. If they do land Bradley Beal, that bumps their 2022 stock up a little bit. I don't know that it automatically makes them the most successful of the year, but, you know, landing a player like that, and if they do it keeping Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, you have to at least recognize that, right? Or not.
No, I do, because I actually buy that they can get the piece.
Yeah.
I do. I think they could replicate what they did this year. I think that is within, you know, reach for them to do it again. And maybe even be better in a potential ALCS than what they were. Could even be better.
Or at least more consistent during the regular season.
You know, they could close it out maybe. Maybe they could get to a World Series. Maybe they could get over that hump instead of letting Houston back in it the way they did.
So I'm buying on that. Despite the critiques of Chaim Bloom, Milliken.
So for 2021, it's
I'm a believer.
For 2021, it's Red Sox.
Yeah, I put the Red Sox first.
They had the best calendar year 2021.
Yeah, and I would say that they can do it again this year, which would give them the best calendar year.
The only one I would say as a real it's going to be tough to see what the Revolution do without Buchanan there, and I don't
Patriots know. Could also get off to a better start than 2-4 and have
the
a
Patriots. If the Patriots go into the postseason and get a win and start next year, let's say they'll have 15 games again by the end of 2022.
Yeah. So here's my order.
And they're sitting at 10-5 next year or 11-4 after having gone to the playoffs and gotten a win this year. The Red Sox will at least need to go to the ALCS to match that.
Red Sox, Patriots, Revs. That's my order.
Okay.
For 2021?
For 22.
For 22. 22? Now, yeah. We're moving forward, Barth.
Barth.
Okay.
Hello.
Keep up.
Hello.
I think I'd agree with that, though.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was good.
You know,
now what?
Settled that.
Are we going to talk about Joe Johnson? He played 2 minutes last night.
I cannot believe that Joe Johnson is on the Celtics and it's 2021.
He's 40.
Like, of just unimaginable things that happen in sports. That Joe Johnson is a Celtic again. Joe Johnson, it's remarkable that he's even in the NBA still.
Great. He wasn't.
He is, though. I mean, he's on a roster now, so he's still...
Well, now he is.
He's one of those, you know...
COVID
not hardship. Not always employed, but available players.
Wasn't he in the big three?
Not officially retired from the NBA. Guys that are always willing to take the phone call.
I mean, that shot he hit, too. Like, that wasn't an easy shot. It's not like they gave him a layup. That was a tough shot.
Right. Did you see it?
No.
He, like, turned around, fading away over a taller defender.
I heard about it.
It's a good shot.
Oh.
It's a busy time of year.
And the Celtics are, the ninth seed right now. They're barely a playoff team. Barely.
Tough league.
Play-in Celtics. The 500 Celtics. 617-779-0985. Let's get back to your calls right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zorak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, John Lester, the sad, sad news. Epstein, sign with the Cubs, what the blues? Hey, Johnny's gone, yeah, 'cause you're too cheap. $130 million, put Lester to sleep. $150 million, I pick up the phone. Sad news for us. Ben Charrington's not a Theo clone. Now we're rolling.
Please come on for Christmas.
What year was that?
Please come on for Christmas.
2015?
When Lester signed with the Cubs. Remember the Red Sox lowballed him?
That was in 2015?
No.
It's prior to that. I disagree with this. Had to be longer than that.
I think it was 14.
Okay, that would make sense. Yeah, he got traded in the 14 season.
Yeah.
And so that would have been winter of 2015. He signed with the Cubs. No, winter of Christmas of 14. Yeah.
Well, the 2015 sense. Season.
Yeah, it was 2014 is when he did that, though. Okay. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Was yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
2014, yeah.
Semantics.
Red Sox fake fronted like they were still interested. Yeah.
Right, like they were going to bring him back after they traded him to Oakland. Polly's in the truck today. Hello, Polly.
Hey, what do you say, boys? Listen, you know, you guys never play. I've never heard you play. I'm sure you haven't played the greatest Christmas carol of all time.
Which is?
Bobby, you must know what that is. Oh, Holy Night. No song better than that ever has been made, ever. But anyway.
I thought for sure it was going to be like Black Crowes doing, you know, Christmas blues, something or other. No, Oh Holy Night. Yes,
nice call, bird. Oh, nice.
Okay. We've played Oh Holy Night plenty of times, and we'll play.
You have. I'll play it one more time for me today. Would you please?
Night of the dear Savior's birth.
Didn't we play Aaron Neville's version yesterday?
We played Aaron Neville singing this yesterday.
The best song in the world, right there. Yeah. That's better than anything the Black Crowes ever put out.
Okay.
Correa has a better shot of seeing God than landing here after the crap he pulled on our manager in the playoffs. The Pats are probably the leader in the clubhouse in terms of who's going to have the best year next year. If they can just pick up a solid left tackle and a dominant inside linebacker, and they stay healthy, they'll be nearly untouchable.
Those are sort of hard things to come by, though.
But the team that can steal the show is if the Bruins can clear salary, which I think they're trying to do, and I hope they're trying to do, and looking ahead to picking up, to securing the services of one Johnny Gaudreau for next year. That's going to be key. And they could just.
Johnny Gaudreau's
they come
a Bruin.
Around the far turn, and, you know, yeah, the Bruins.
Yeah.
Pick up Johnny Gaudreau, and that puts them right.
Even on Christmas, T-Bone cuts him off. Unbelievable. Polly wants Johnny Gaudreau to be a Bruin.
Only for the last 6 years he's wanted that.
And what does all the Patriots need is a left tackle?
Oh, yeah, dominant left tackle and dominant inside linebacker.
Let's go out and scoop up two franchise cornerstone players.
Where do you find those guys?
Tough to come by.
You know, like what? Oh, okay. That's all? That's all they need?
Just pick them up like the Celtics picked up Joe Johnson. Not that hard.
Man, oh man. Wow.
Matt's in Canton. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Barthy. Clayman, I love hearing you on here, buddy. It's good to hear you. My question for all three of you today is which position group for the Patriots has to perform the best this Sunday for them to come out with a win? Thanks, guys.
Good question.
Is that a friend of yours, Matt?
Yeah, somebody I went to high school with.
What did he call you?
Barthy.
Barthy, maybe. I don't know.
What
did
he call you after that?
I think he said it's Maxie and Canton or something.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Got it. All right. What do you get there? Hold on. Getting to know Barth. Where'd you go to high school?
Sharon High School.
Okay.
Class 2012.
Good grief.
I would say, I'd say offensive line. I think you saw kind of what happened last week. You know, this isn't breaking news. The offense goes as far as the offensive line will take them, especially we talked about they're going to need to establish the run in this game. I think they need a better push up.
I can't listen to anything he's saying now that this 2012 thing. How old were you in 2009?
Hey,
Barthy. Oh, man. I would have been like 15.
He was 15 when we all came together and started this journey.
Ask Milliken.
How old are you in 2009, Milliken?
11.
Oh, my God.
Bailed out by Milliken.
Like children.
Oh, my God.
We've been here too long.
Prepubescent, as Milliken would say.
Yes.
We've been here too long, Hardy. Might be time for us to go.
I was in college.
Might have to show ourselves the door.
I didn't know Barth was a Sharon kid.
Yeah.
It's the town that people move from when they move to my town when they want to save a few bucks. Sharon was nice, but now that the kids are grown, now we'll, you know.
Is that a big migration? A
couple of people. My next door
neighbor. You live in a migratory town?
I lived in one of those. He was a Sharon. He's like, yeah, but, you know, once the kids were grown up and then, you know, we decided to, you know, downsize a little bit, save a few dollars and move to Canton. Like, oh.
The tax is better in Canton?
Yes.
Oh.
It's good.
As a couple people moving out of Sharon, I think.
Oh. So. Wow.
Dump it on your hometown. He said he's right.
It's a nice town. Not very high taxes, though.
Hey, Barthy.
Thanks, Matt.
So what position did you go with?
I love hearing you on here, buddy. It's good to hear you.
I love that. Which position did you go with again?
Offensive line.
That's a group. I want a specific. Now we need one guy.
All right.
Can Isaiah Wynn not suck this week? Can he make up for last week's disaster?
Barthy's buddy there in Sharon.
Maddie.
Max, whatever.
Hey, Barthy.
He wanted a position.
I love hearing you on here, buddy.
He wanted a position group. He gave you one. Offensive line. I'll say linebackers. Got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to help out in coverage. You have to be able to stop Josh Allen if he decides to take the ball and start running again. Josh Allen is, that's the guy.
And
I don't believe he's hobbled. I believe he's going to go out there. I mean, to me, it's all about stopping him.
The Patriots offense goes to non-functioning when their offensive line has these dips that they've had this year. It goes from a functioning offense to not at all working. There's really no shades of gray there. It goes from either, okay, they're able to do some things, they're able to protect the ball, they can run the ball, to, okay, now Mac can throw it a little bit, to can't do anything. They've been able to do nothing when their offensive line falls apart.
To me, that it's not a given.
Am I wrong?
But there was
no. Beatles right, but to Hardy's point too, and we had a caller earlier say, "Oh, you don't need to worry about the run this week." I don't think that's entirely true. Like, the Bills don't run the ball well traditionally, but they showed against Tampa when they need to win a game, they will commit to making Josh Allen the part of the rushing game.
Right.
So that's and that goes to Hardy's point. He had 12 carries against the Bucs. That's
right.
A lot for a quarterback.
It's those third and long, and you know they're looking at third and eight or something, all of a sudden he's just picked up 13 yards on his own. You can't let that happen. You can't allow them to continue drives by virtue of Josh Allen scrambling out of the pocket and picking up the yards on his own.
And I
that'll
think,
kill you.
I think part of it too, and this is one thing they struggled with in the first matchup, you can't let him roll to his right. You can't let him roll to his right. That's what he wants to do. That's where he's at his most dangerous. If he's going to break contain, you got to push him back the other way.
And look, offensive line, I think it's an obvious one. It's a good one. I didn't even want to think about it. It was so bad against the Colts. And they were bad earlier in the season and had a stretch where they played really well. I just want to treat that as a blip, as an anomaly, and think that there's no way they're going to look anything like that on Sunday. Won't even mention it.
Out of sight, out of mind. That's where you want your offensive line.
Ostrich that thing.
We've got Alex Barth with us and one more hour to go on Zolak and Bertram. We'll get a check of the headlines. We're right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.